Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's July 31st, 2016. It's a 3-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I appreciate all of you here. And we are not politically correct. Haven't been for 10 years on this station. Network, streaming, all the good things to be able to hear the show. And I apologize to the audience if my voice isn't strong enough today, but it's the result of having a voice in science, and that's what happens when you're involved in real-world medical advancements, trying to adjust to the very parameters of nature. And speaking of that, there's been a lot about the Republican and Democratic convention that had, that has occurred in the past 2 weeks, and it's very interesting to hear some of the people that are in the background for the various parties. And as the 3-hour program goes, I'll be integrating, as I do, on Parker Pathways, medicine, law, politics, other aspects of developmental science and medicine itself. And with that being said, my private view is that I think that my admissions about America, even from the beginning of being on RBN, when I went on the national stage about the chloramine in the water and causing colloidal health damage, and that's on the homepage of RBN, by the way, I was not trying to be a futurist, but it turns out that I have been. I think that there is a huge disconnect with, and there has been for some time, between Congress and the President of the United States and the people. And, you know, Obama has taken care of his base. He gave all kinds of money subsidies to help states that were Democratic but not Republican. That's been known for 8 years. And also, if you were just objectively looking at it and saying, well, I didn't hear anything about the destruction of small businesses except from except from Hillary Clinton, who wishes to raise taxes, which will decrease small business activity in the country. The contacts that I have in Washington are such that it's a third, you know, it's a third term for Obama is the way they look at it. And you ask yourself, well, where's the rest of the Republican Party if they, you know, the establishment people who sat around, you know, you had Jeb Bush, I don't know how many millions he spent. Family tells me $40 million, you know, he's already spent $40 million. Had it allocated and the rest of it. You have the Ohio governor, you know, whole process, you know, got all kinds of stuff. And then you got the Democratic Party, you got, you know, Bernie Sanders with his socialist group who believe in socialism, and that's their rights, America, you know. So, all that in the backdrop, it was quite surprising to me to be contacted by the lawyer at the Bar Association of the State of Texas. And they wanted me to become a part of the National Press Corps for the civil rights under the Lawyers Committee to hold a voting rights lawsuit against the state of Texas on the behalf of Latino voters. And it led the brief that they sent me was that the state elects judges to the Supreme Court and Court of Criminal Appeals, violating the Voters' Right Act, and all 18 high court judges in Texas, 9 for each court are elected statewide. So the Latinos are claiming that white Texans comprise a majority of the voting age, and therefore there's very polarized voting. So the Latinos candidates are never elected to the highest level of the state's judiciary. And I asked the high lawyers in Texas. I said, "Well, why have you selected me? You know how I feel about Latinos and illegal Latinos are illegal folks coming into the United States of America. All we're asking is just go and get a test and become an American citizen. That's all I'm asking. I'm not getting into that fray. The resources are there in the United States. We have water, food. Now illegals can vote in some states. For school boards, for city councils, and you know my story. You know, I'm not holding it up as a flag. You know, when an illegal alien killed my wife many years ago in a car accident, and the court fined the alien $55, and he walked away. You know the story. I mean, I'm not holding that against anybody at this point. I mean, I'm just trying to be objective as to why would you do that? Why would you ask me to be one of your spokesmen in the national press, which was this past week, by the way? And the answer was very interesting, and it was that we've listened to your show for 8 years, and I said, well, thank you very much. You're very one of the most astute people for feeling on the human side of all types of people. And I said, I know that's true because I talk about it every program by bringing in science and medicine law in a different way. And I appreciate that. But I said, I am the wrong person to be asked to do this. They said, no, you're the right person. Because the bar has to be cracked open in opinion in your presentation to the United Nations on the water will go down in history, in law, one way or another. I said, well, you know, I hope so. That was not my intent. The United Nations doesn't own the water. And but they say they do, which we'll get into some of today's program. So... The reason I'm telling you this story is that setting the table for today's program, but I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will go ahead and do this, for a reason that might surprise you. I said, I'm a geneticist type person. I'm one of the consultants of the Brain Project, on the Global Brain Project for 13 nations. There's 73 of us on that panel that review types of brain research that's coming along on the pipeline. And I said the other point is that the differences of the way one perceives their environment has a lot to do with the stress of their environment. This has been shown in many research papers of very sophisticated longitudinal studies, which the public will never see. And the whole idea of the high judges in Texas is saying, well, we appreciated three things. One, you had 3 years ago, you were talking about the Alamo and remembering America and the way you gave grace to the Mexican general. We really appreciated that, and which I did. And then you added to the science of the creation of the universe, and which is still going on, and how stuck we are. This is my point that I made, and I'm making with my audience, and I do it on every program. How stuck we are in the realization of what is in our body and who we are, but the belief system of the culture has changed, where people are having a blinder spot to the determination of how what people think is justice is really no longer justice. And this is one of the things I explained to the national press this week. And I did take the offer to speak for the Latinos in the Texas courts on the Voting Rights Act in Texas. But the way I did it, there were several people that were involved on the national press conference. So I took my shot, a quarter glucose, to get a voice, and went and presented. It isn't a question of people being equal. It's a question of being people. And it's a question of the humanitarian aspect of the disposition of law. Justice to me needs something different, because United Nations calls it social justice because they wish to take over the world. You have and want to take over the food, the water, the genetic code, the process, the development of your determination of genus and structure. You have people in the Mid East who just of this morning declared their new caliphate concept of taking down the cross, of which to take down the crosses of churches throughout the world, and the war on Christianity. So the dispensation of law is totally different in terms of what the perception is to the people. And so I was very glad to do this. I was very honored that the Latinos of Texas, the Texas courts, chose me to be a spokesman, one of the seven spokesmen for them, and I meant every word of it. I think the impact of race on the justice system should be reworded in a different way, because people are not adjusted to new things. If you look at what the public sees and hears, they're not aware that we've already lost America and we're trying to gain America. That's why we have have Donald Trump saying we wanted America first. Well, if we wanted America first, which is true, he's correct on that, but it might be the last stand like the Alamo, because the rest of the Republican establishment have their deals, They're corrupting the United States of America just like the Democrats are, saying, well, I won't support Trump because, you know, he's a con man or anything. Well, what the hell do you think you are, Jack? You know, how do you think people would get things built? How do you think the Hoover Dam was built? How do you think in the Lake Crater, on the process of the development of the pipe going out to Lake Mead would support Las Vegas' water got built? How do you think the Oakland Raiders are going to probably have a football team in Las Vegas? Deal is, $1 billion, Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas says we'll pay the rest. Well, what the rest is $3 billion, you know. See, it's all got to do with money, you know. So, but people are now currency. And so you take the real world, which is on July 26th, was the beginning of the digital dollar. Do you see people out here? I've been talking about this for 7 years. Water rates are going to be based on the carbon footprint. There's not going to be a way for you to draw money out of a bank to work. And when I first started on this network, you could draw $10,000 out of a bank in cash if you needed it. You couldn't do it. It went to $9,000. They said, well, we got to work about the drug dealers, you know. And then the next step, well, of course, some banks just would tell you they didn't have any money. And that went on 6 or 7 years ago. Well, now, boys and girls, we're down to $1,200 you can take out of a bank in cash if they got it. But everything's gone electronic. The Federal Reserve has their printing system. They got Spain, Turkey, Greece, and Germany. Is they started to officially print money on July 26th. And so your value system is different, you see. You have the process to say, well, how much on your carbon footprint will you have in the death panel of the Obamacare? In other words, how much food you eat, how much water you use, how much virtual water you use. The process at the same time, you have people in political parties who think just taxing, having an exit tax, which is what Clinton talks about, they want an exit tax. So the exit tax, if you leave the country, they'll charge you another tax. And, no, we're not going to do that. I mean, the idea is that where are the small businesses going to be into the process of the new tax system? There won't be. Truckers can't move their product. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with going out. I'll tell you what it has to do with race. And the public doesn't realize that for years, American Indian reservations have been fawned off as federal land, which they are, and I think get truckers and people to go in and bring food to the Indians. How old is our country? 100 and some years packing in? How many times has the American government gone in except to contaminate the water through mines? EPA regulations are in black and white. They don't feed the Indians. It's just like the thing, we're still fighting the war. We're still trying to work because they want the Indians off the reservation. And they have for years. And why? Because they need the minerals. They need the water. But it's been that way for a long time. For years, for 2 decades, there are people alive today. And there's some of the people that are with the Second World War. There are not many of those people around. And still talk about it, what I'm saying here this morning. Like you have the Wolokota project of the Navajo talkers for World War II. And of course, one of the main ones, the last one of that group died recently, and I talked about it on one of my programs. I had 4 Native American chiefs who figured out they can contact me on RBN, and they put a special feather ceremony on that because in their nation, because I talked about it. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and the idea of the real plans is why you don't hear much of the Republicans backing Trump in the open, because there are establishment rules, which is disappointing, because I like the governor from Ohio. I thought he was a very astute fellow. But the thing is, the idea is to segregate the various people in the United States, particularly in the world. You got a clue from that by the Attorney General of the United States during the FBI discussions about Hillary Clinton's emails. It's not just the emails, it's what she gave. I mean, she compromised people like me, you know, and I'm, you know, more than upset, but she still laughs about it. You know, she laughs about the way Gaddafi was killed. She you know, there's certain things about it. United Nations, when they talk in terms of the press conference, which was held in Europe, the exact wording is, quote, "This is the first time in history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within the defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for the past 150 years since the Industrial Revolution," unquote. And in other words, there is a clear threat to annihilate capitalism and the free enterprise system and replace it with a sustainable development. And this is where the water comes in. This is why the Democrats feel they got it sold. You know, if they have it with the Electoral College. I mean, I can remember Hillary Clinton trying to change the Electoral College years ago. When she almost succeeded, you know. But what's going on here in terms of Donald Trump, in my opinion, I think it's turning into an academic exercise to say, well, we're against Trump because he's good at it, he wants to build a wall. Well, what, you know, look at the Chinese wall. Look at the wall in Mongolia. Look at the wall that was made in Germany in terms of the Berlin Wall. There was a reason for that. Exit communism were given the chance with the Russians during the end of the Second World War. It almost destroyed the economic capitalist system of the globe. The Berlin Wall alone. The Chinese were worried about invaders. They were constantly being invaded, and some of the wise emperors were saying, well, wait a minute. The way we need to do this is to protect our resources. And they didn't call them resources then. They were called Pekin Chanxing, which means the development of the soul and mind. And this is the core of what I talk about in Singapore, building the artificial intelligence medical center of the world. This is what I keep talking about when Obama signed the American Invents Act to take away Thomas Jefferson out of the Constitution. The process of patent would be, of course, for the one who invented. He took out the first invent, and now it's the first to file. I'm coming back to it, and I'll keep hammering it away. Who do you think it feels that they have invented? They have invented the water. All right. When I talk about it, I'm way ahead of myself on today's program, but you have a very interesting complex of statements that scientists have been oppressed for nearly 40 years to discuss the whole part of when I broke out into the water and the contamination, how it's changed the biochemistry. That's why I was nominated for the Nobel Prize for Health Journalism 4 times. Didn't even know it, by the way, until later. The idea is that the line that's in there is that the government has made us the processing plant. And we're talking real biochemistry. I'm creating a whole new field of medicine within this structure. That's exactly where my writings are going. When I discovered the corruption on the world scale to control the water for different reasons, and the control of putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, By the science and technology czar of Obama, Dr. John Oliver. So we have a very interesting comment that I'm going to read to you on the nexus of science, increasing the argument for creation. It looks to me as if we have another break from our sponsors, and we'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pathways. And before the break, the second break we had, we're trying to get into this. And I'll put it to you this way. First of all, before we get to the creationism concept and what's at stake in our present time period of election, I was going to present this on the second hour, but I believe it, I'm going to bring it in now, because I'm going to tie it in with something else. That has to do with the loss of your freedom and identity. The Iranians, while I was on air, and the Iranians were very solicitous to remind me, because I don't look at anything after I end my show, because I have over... Well, the three major disciplines that I cover, there are five on every show, and I usually get quite a few messages, and so I have to have an open mind and be rested to be able to handle that. But last Sunday, Iran, they confirmed the names of five Iranian companies that will be partners in the International Energy of global taking over by the Islamic Republic. And Golamira Samachiari is the deputy head of the National Iranian Oil Company. And Machiari was, of course, one of those young people at the time when the Americans were captured in Iran. And, you know, that's why I know him. So, you know, so he's talking about, he's contracted for energy drilling and taking, which is the new world war, with MAPNA Group, which is has more money than Dubai, and the Petroian and the Petropars investors, which are the venture capitalists for the new technology that is going to be on Earth, to be run by Iranian and Sharia law people. And the Western companies like BP and NI and Total, those companies couldn't wait to sign contracts with Tehran. And the Iran has about close to, it's estimated about a fourth of the oil reserves, and some of the largest gas reserves, and so it's bringing these other investors in. It'll be based on national communism. They attract per day from the West, from the United States backers, the elitist in Congress. The figure that they're not telling the public, but is going to be in, well, I'm very confident of the price of it, is about $200 billion a day to boost the production of the, at least 600,000 barrels of oil within a five-year period. So the Bijan Namar Janiani, who is the Iranian oil minister, is expecting to sign those first post-sanction oil contracts that Obama gave them, and with another major foreign company. Now, that's going to be a Western company, which is supported by the Senate. So you can understand why somebody went to the Republican majority leader and said, well, are you going to listen to Donald Trump's ideas? And he says, well, maybe, maybe not, but I don't think so. We don't like his policies. You have Harry Reid, who this week is saying, well, don't give Trump the review sanction reports unless it's false information, because we don't trust him. That's your Congress, you see. Those are the and those are the same kind of investors that are involved in the control mechanism of medicine and water that are going to invest coming out the other way. So, Matt, in the Petroleum, as a subsidiary of the National Iranian Oil Company, merging in this transaction with MAPNA, which is an Iranian infrastructure group, they are in the sign-off into the terms of fighting for the war of water from the Jordan River, which has been contaminated for some time. And that was the other reason for being in Iran, to go to Iraq to make the other deal, to go back to Libya. Those are the three-way things. And Hillary Clinton was directly involved in all of that. See, Hillary had to have her people for about a year and a half, it would take, you know, to erase transactions, which is exactly what happened. The FBI's a very astute people, and I have the highest regard for the FBI, and you know, they helped me with Uncle Sam and missions, and it you know, we saved a lot of lives in that trek. But the idea here is that Donald Trump concept of thinking, well, things will happen completely, is really not true. We're up against something bigger than Trump, and that's why Trump is the Trump card, if you will, not to make a pun, because we're up against the technology of science and social engineering. We're up against scientific operations of entire social mechanisms, and to distribute food and goods and services to the entire world. And we're also up against the resource economic system, which is being developed and taken over by the United Nations and the technocrats at this time. So the real issue here in the real world is the taking out the change of the technocrats, if they do not be eliminated in terms of major policy decisions within this next cycle of voting, we are truly in the real world finished as a republic. And that's my opinion. And I've been talking about it for 10 years. Just take on RBN. Let's just take this. You know, water you have to have for the developmental system of human life. All right. So you also have it for the development of energy systems, which, by the way, is on a different grid system because they're using different forms of invented batteries. Which we'll get into in today's program, I hope, allowing for time. But what you have here is the infusion, as we speak, of Agenda 21, which has mostly been implemented now. It was Obama speeded it up about 6 months ago, and it's called the Smart Growth. And it's all in the communities. You have the city councils who have their UN representatives. They're under the new title now of planners. In fact, there are ads on television for a pest control company, and they have a fellow there looking at it. He says, "Well, you have termites and anything. Well, can you fix it?" He says, "No, I'm just a monitor. You know, I'm just to let you know you have termites. You know, and it's in the ad. You know, so." You have, and this is what the Agenda 21 is now. They now control city councils of government, which is unconstituted. They're called CLGs. They're already in place, and they have unaccountable power in every state. You now have the intelligence community has been co-opted to serve the technology elite. And that was very obvious with the discussion of the Russians trying to crack out the DNC, and Trump was involved in getting the Russians to, you know, how they spun that. It's like Ivana, you know, toward, you know, really to Trump's wife. She's doing a speech. It was very well delivered. She practiced on it. It got it. She did a great job. But no, take out three sentences in terms of it, because that had to do with Michelle's speech. And then, of course, you had Michelle Obama, who was at the Democratic Convention, you know, and she's talking about how great it is to be an American and everything. I mean, she spent the past years talking about how shameful it was to be in America. The positive when she was doing her vegetable garden plant, which she, you know, had the Department of Agriculture plant for, on the White House, and they were doing this whole thing, you know, and she's saying how shameful it is, and we're in a White House built by slaves, and, you know, they went through the whole thing in terms of the conference. She spent the past 6 years knocking America, and I'm sure Michelle Obama is a very nice lady, and that's not my issue. I don't have any issue. I have the issue of the blindness of people in the United States of America, don't understand why recycled water is being used the way it is to change your biochemistry, which I talk about, and the biochemistry of it. It is, and there are other aspects of things. In fact, I hope that I was astute enough to have there were a couple new references on the killing machine, which I wanted to bring today, and I don't know if I have the complete references for the day, but I believe I do. So we have all of that. And if you have the infiltration of the embedded at every level of government, and you're collectively generating these regulations, this is what we're up against, the regulations of the New World Order, which is involved in this present election. And that science of the entire social mechanism is at stake, and that's really what is at stake in the real world. All these little sideshows and background noise and the rest of it's going on in the election cycle is background noise. It does not. The only way Trump, in my opinion, he made a comment, I think, in the past couple of days, I'm not sure, he says, well, I can't be any more nice guy, because he's responding to the character assassination at the Democratic Party convention. But the whole point was, he has to go, even in my opinion, he has to go beyond nice and not being a nice guy, because what we're dealing with is a completely different matrix in understanding, completely different than what is being presented to the public. When the world's biggest hedge funds were waiting for the British to vote and hopefully leave the European Union, because they were they moved to bet against the pound, which they did, and the British stocks, and the expectation of that sharp deterioration in the British economy. And of course, Chelsea married one of the hedge funds people who were involved and connected out with Goldman Sachs as well. And of course, sure, Hillary Clinton in her intro said we're glad we brought in, you know, Chelsea's husband. Chelsea's got a little, you know, babies, which will continue the line. Nothing wrong with that. But no, you got $200 billion a day seeping into the Iranian deal. That's above the $150 billion that was already placed on the table. Increased use of centrifuges, the process of development of the war that's beginning over the water, and it's starting with the process against Christians. And of course, I have talked about it many times on this program in real world terms about water use as baptism, and that's going to be their way of the hook of reaching into the souls of Christians and killing them. So this goes into George Soros, who is a speculator in investment. He's made a $1 billion bet against the pound, which was $1 billion higher than he made in 1992. And so the pound's fallen about lowest since 1985. So some people made some real money. How long did that take to go on the FTSE 250 stock index, which consists of all the companies that were linked to the home economy of the global force of the FTSE 100 index? I know you won't know the answer to that, because that'd be a hard question to answer. It was a total of 47 seconds. And that money shifted that fast. And this was just before the 28th of June. So they were betting long, basing and selling short, and putting into the pound to go the other way, to go to the deflate the American dollar even more. So I'm glad that I was able to be lucky enough. They say successful people, you know, have to know things and everything, but they don't talk about. You have to have some luck in your Forex algorithm to be able to make those decisions. So what we have here, with that being said, before the break, we have her crashing against minutes and seconds to talk about the creation of the world. But you see, if you take the control of the global population, you have to have a conceptual idea of the creation of it. I'm going to read something from the Wall Street Journal concerning creation. The actual paragraph: the fine-tuning necessary for life to exist on a planet is nothing compared to the fine-tuning required for the universe to exist at all. For example, astrophysicists now know that the values of the four fundamental forces, gravity, electromagnetic force, and the strong and weak nuclear forces, were determined less than 1/1,000,000th of a second after the Big Bang. After any one value, and the universe could not exist. For instance, if the ratio between the nuclear strong force and the electromagnetic force had been cut off by the tiniest fraction of the tiniest fraction by even one part in 100 million trillion, then no stars could have ever been formed at all. It's calculated in mathematics that this would be tossing a coin and having it come up heads 10 trillion times. I'm going to have you think about that, because that's what's at stake. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and it's showtime.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Porter Pathways. I hope you can still hear me. Everything went kind of dead. We're back on air. And so with that being said, in terms of the creation of how fast it had to be, you know, it's the old story of the blink of an eye. Everybody starts touting the Bible to try to discredit other people so they can sell their own crap. Products that don't work. Things that don't have any value. And that's what I see on the table. And I really wonder if... anyone ever figured out that America, you know, like Joe Biden, Vice President, said, well, it's the end of white America, when he had the black leaders at the table in the cabinet room with Obama. When you look at the United Nations world population chart, you can see that bringing in aliens and people of other belief systems, bringing them into the country, packing them into cities and states without permission. But you know what's the figure? I think the figure they don't want the public to know about, I think, is $342 million has been given by Obama for sanctuary cities. Of course, that money is given to the city and the counties. Of course, they get money for having a sanctuary city. But you have, of course, that's graft too, see? And that's what Trump is up against. So Africa is supposed to add 1.3 billion people to reach 2.4 billion by 2050. Of course, they want to have Agenda 2030 in effect. They started 1 year earlier this past year to change the religious belief of people, which is part of Agenda 2030. So the African population will go to, they figure, about 4.5 billion by the year 2100, and only 5% of the Africans will be 60 years or older. But in the North American arena, it's expected between 2050, up to about 2050, America will no longer be white. So, and I've talked about this before on other shows related to it. Now, this has to do with the resources and the allocation of it. You've got to keep in mind, most of the newborns for white people are being chipped and DNA recorded, but not for the immigrants. I want you to think about that for a minute. Just think about that for a minute. The first hour of our three-hour program has ended quite soon for what we wanted to get into. And I would like to see you on the second and third hour of Parker Pathways. The call in number is 800-313-9443. And I welcome you aboard. We'll see you on the second live hour of Parker Pathways.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.